Blog Talk Radio.
Funky Prince and 3EG, Third Eye Girl. What's up to my friends in Minneapolis, here in Jacktown, and Big D, Miami, my friends in Miami, sending love to Julian, Antonio LeBert, who is still recovering from injuries, almost lost his life a few weeks ago. So sending much love and hugs to him and all of my friends in Miami and Florida and across America, New York, L.A., Long Beach, my friend Max and his wife, Louisa. Just sending much love to all my on- and offline friends, listeners, supporters of the show, Ebony Empress, Rod Russ. Man, the list goes on and on. Wim Perez, who says he's my number one fan. And the list goes on and on and on. Thank you to the Avon and Mark community, my friends in beauty and fashion and music and entertainment. Just a big shout-out. Big shout-out to hair designer Barry Fletcher, who sent me an invite to an event that he's having on Saturday. I hope the event is a big, big, big success, a hair palace salon. His book, and when I seen his invite yesterday, I was like, wow, wish I was there. I sure would definitely attend. Man, I love networking with people who I just, you know, not only my regular everyday friends, but then people that I just admire their work. He's been in the hair industry for like 30-plus years, and so I just get excited when I hear from people that I, you know, really love their work. And so I've been a former hair model too, and still planning to get my esthetician license and probably my cosmetology license in the near future. Oh man, yes. I'm wishing the event, the party, a success. I need to check out his wigs. But again, today I have been under the weather. I had a little setback, so that's why I did not broadcast on Saturday nor Sunday or nor Monday. Thought I was going to broadcast on Tuesday, but I had a coughing setback, and I did not want the cold to refreshen up and then turn into the flu. This has been going on for like 3 weeks, and people die from bad colds and flus, right? So I'm hoping and praying that I get through the show without a cough. It tends to resurface at moments. Last night I sneezed, and I was like, no. So thank you for those that are praying for me to be better, because we have things to do, don't we? We have Thanksgiving to be thankful for, and whatever we're doing, if we're volunteering, going to church and watching sports and or going shopping. Some stores, you know, some people are working bright and early on Thursday morning, and that's definitely what we'll be talking about today. Also, we're going to continue talking about what we were talking about last Wednesday, romantic holiday gift shopping for your significant other, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your wife, your partner, your spouse, the person you're dating, or the people you're dating. You know, if you're out there dating and you're not exclusive with anyone, hey, people that you're dating, your friends, you know, and so on. So, you know, I'm solo. I don't have a significant other, but I have friends. And, you know, and then and later on, we do have someone who's happily married and love to educate us and teach us regarding, she's an intimacy advisor, so of course she loves to educate us. And that is my dear friend, my Facebook BFF. You guys know who she is, Belinda Bostic. She will be joining us at the last half hour of the show around 6:30 to share with us and talk with us regarding Black Friday deals in respect of slumberparties.com. So visit her website if you haven't visited. And I hosted a online party not too long ago. Many of you attended, but no, you guys missed out on buying something. So I'm going to host an online event soon, and I can't wait to host a in-person event. But visit her website at slumberpartiesbybelindabostic.com. And she's based in Houston, so I have a lot of friends in Houston, in real-life friends, offline friends, and online friends. So you guys, you know, call her up, email her, visit her website and all of that, because she is a hoot. And she'll be joining us. She's been on the show many, many times. She's definitely a friend of the show, and so she will be sharing with us what's hot and popular and good holiday gifts for married couples, singles and all, okay? So thank you so much for joining me today, this morning, so we can talk about shopping for the romantic holiday gifts, and that's going to be so much fun, and there's so much other news to talk about also. Thanksgiving preparation, many of you are on the road, so be careful, wishing you safe travels back and forth to where you're traveling to. And also be sure to visit my web store, Avon. You know, I'm an Avon lady, and we are so excited and having so much fun. Definitely excited about Small Biz Saturday, too, that's coming up. So, wow, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, sponsored by American Express. Saturday, the show was scheduled. I was supposed to talk about Small Business Saturday. Saturday and Monday's topics I will broadcast on Thursday. So we'll talk about the topics of Small Business Saturday, which is coming up this Saturday, November the 30th, the day after Black Friday. And we will talk about Homelessness America and preparing for, you know, and of course, Thanksgiving. It will be Thanksgiving. So we will talk about Thanksgiving Day, the celebration of Thanksgiving. And please feel free to chat with me in the chat room and call in at 714-409-0614. Whenever you call during live broadcast, please, and you want to speak or make a comment, please press 1 so I can know that you want to make a comment. But be sure to visit my Avon web store while I'm sharing with you Belinda's online website at youravon.com/BethWilliams. We have a pre-Black Friday sale going on where with only your $10 or plus purchase, you would get free shipping. Usually it's $30 and you get free shipping. But with the pre-Black Friday sale, we have that. The promo code is pre-sale, P-R-E-S-A-L-E. Check me out on Pinterest, Cut the Shock Beth, and also on Twitter, Beth Williams, Cut the Shock Talk, Cut the Shock Inc., and on Tumblr, Cut the Shock Entertainment, Beth.tumblr.com, K-U-L-T-U-R-E-S-H-O-K-E-N-T-B-E-T-H. I have both my cell numbers are available. Whenever you call me and you don't reach me, please leave a message so I can call you back, okay? Regarding recipes, on Friday, last time I broadcast, was my mother's 82nd birthday that we celebrated, and she's really been loving it. I shared a few of her recipes. Regarding the cornbread dressing, there was a very important ingredient that I left out that many of you probably noticed. Sage. 2 tablespoons of sage or poultry seasoning. Very important. So please add that to your ingredients, because that's what gives it that really seasoned taste, sage. So I'm heading to the chat room, and again, I thank you Thank you so much for tuning in. So let's listen to the completion of Minstrel Cycle by Prince. And, you know, I've been playing holiday songs also. I started last week. Did you guys see Rick Springfield on today's show yesterday with Hoda and Kathy Lee Gifford? I know. I love Rick Springfield. I love playing his rendition of O Holy Night. But here's the rest of Prince and 3EG.
Seriously. saw you kicking it with another girl. You was all wrapped up around her waist. Last time I checked, you said she left the dirty world. Well, it appears that wasn't the case. Hey, I see you're undercover like the CIA. Snatching little wigs from another cat. That's French. I guess a man's only good for a rainy day. Maybe you're just another bearded lady at the cabaret. Brave child, who even saw you in the past before we saw me? Nothing like you ever last for eternity. I got the receipt, babe, but where's the guarantee? I forgot, fake as a Christmas tree. You never kissed your lips, bearded lady. Ooh, wee, baby. Break it down. I wish I never kissed you. Doesn't raise a blaze to memory. Slippery lips of the bourgeois. Everybody step right up, come and see. The bearded lady, take me up to G.
Karen and Sharon, love those guys. Dread Days, man, love those guys. Karen and Sharon is definitely a time. Karen and Sharon, we should be on our mind every day, but most definitely right now during this festive time of the year where we really show that we care and share with others and be thankful and grateful for Thanksgiving and this season and to have the ability to see the new year. I mean, listening to the news, violence and natural disasters and all of this, we're just blessed every day, every moment that we're alive and every moment that we breathe air, right? Right. So that's definitely, I love that song, Karen and Sharon. I love Dread Days. I love all their songs anyway. But big shout out to my longtime friend, DJ Fingerprint. DJ Fingerprint ain't no joke, and I can't wait to see him this holiday season. Thank you for always keeping me on your invite list, my friend, here in Big Jack Town. I'm about to say Big D, Big Jack Town. This evening, he will be having a pre-Thanksgiving mixer at Ish Grill and Bar. So happy Thanksgiving to all my friends who will be having fun at the mixer this evening, starting at 5 p.m. at the Ish Bar in North Plaza on North State Street. Okay, thank you again. Keep me invited. When I'm well, I look forward to attending the event and just having a good time and all of that stuff. Should be fun. Seems like a really nice place, and the events always seem spectacular. So you guys, if you're in town, I know many of you are here in town. Some of you are new to town. If you're here right now looking for some place to go early in the evening, 5 p.m., pre-Thanksgiving mixer at the Ish Grill and Bar. Tell my friend DJ Fingerprint that I, Beth, a.k.a. B-True, sent you, okay? You will have a lot of fun, and he can jam. Play some awesome music.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza.
Health officials now recommend
everyone
6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
I heard a sad story. I was wondering if I need to go get a flu shot or vaccinated, you know. We all need to get vaccinated, you know, definitely. But did you guys hear the story, a sad story about the 19-year-old was vaccinated, and within 24 hours, he was unconscious, brain swole up, and passed away. I seen that story on local NBC affiliate WLBT yesterday. Such a sad story. But, you know, they said it's a rare case, but my God, that's something.
Christmas is in the air. Since 1907, millions of Americans have decorated their holiday cards and packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas seals. Money raised through Christmas seals funds vital research and education in asthma, lung cancer, and other debilitating lung diseases. And it helps fund the fight to protect kids from tobacco and promote cleaner air all across America. Join us as America celebrates another year of Christmas seals. At ChristmasSeals.org, you can revisit 100 years of Christmas Seals designs and even email them to family and friends. But most importantly, you can order this year's seals and be a part of this life-saving holiday tradition. Celebrate another year with American Lung Association Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org.
One of my favorite groups in country music, yes, mainstream, Lady Antebellum. Love that song. Well, excuse me. It's trying to rise up. I'm trying to hold it down. Wow. Did you see them last night on Dance with the Stars? Yes, of course. I watched the finale of Dancing with the Stars. It was so good. If you didn't see it, you missed it. You definitely got to watch it. It was amazing. Congratulations to number 3, Jack, number 2, Corbin, and number 1, Amber of Glee. Fantastic job. Yes, indeed. It was a great, great show. If I'm not mistaken, is that the first, you know, I'm colorblind, but if I'm not mistaken, is she not the first African-American woman? What other African-American woman have won first place? You know, I'm just wondering, you know. I'm just wondering, you know, out of 17 seasons. But, I mean, wow. Wow, wow. I mean, all three were terrific. And I guess they were the cream of the crop. And they all just came a long way. I'm talking about all the contestants. They really did a great job and came a long, long way. I mean, if I was a celebrity and I received that call and my managers received that call, a celebrity of that caliber. We all are celebrities, right, in our own right. But if I was a celebrity like those guys, and you know, some celebrity, I understand why some celebrities are like, oh, no, I will not do that. So that is a lot of hard work. And to really just blossom from a caterpillar to a butterfly, it's just amazing. So I commend them. I love the show. Great, 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 great. I miss Enrique Iglesias, though, because I didn't turn it on until like 20 minutes after the broadcast. But yes, 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 it was a terrific, terrific show. I'm sounding like Dean the filmmaker saying, oh, yes, yes, yes. Got to get him on in the near future. Oh, man, but it was a great broadcast. And because I was late because I was dozing and napping. I had been taking over-the-counter meds and trying to fight this cough, trying to keep this cold from refreshing and all that, and definitely so I could broadcast this morning and talk with you guys because I missed you so much. And I know many of you be concerned, also wondering, well, how is she doing? This is not right. So I know. So thank you, those of you that have been concerned, also wondering what's going on with this cold. So I'm here and all of that. So hopefully I'll be out the way when I go to the store today. I'm going to buy some things that I know would just knock it out the way. Now, Belinda gave me some good advice this past weekend. She said put Vicks on my feet and put on some socks and drink hot tea and lemon. You know, it worked. It worked. Really, it worked. I'm gonna get something for the coffin, and it should be out the door. Because, like I said, you know, I'm loving Thanksgiving. Small Business Saturday is coming. Planning to promote Avon at my local neighborhood Shell station. And in my neighborhood, there's, like, businesses. And the neighborhood is a real nice neighborhood, regardless. Yeah, it's a real nice neighborhood. So I'm going to promote. So I need to – I've been sick. So I know the guy that runs the Shell station is wondering where is Beth. Because I've been so sick, but I get a chance to talk with him today so we can, stay hyped regarding Small Business Saturday. Love it. Did you guys see Ken Chenault on Morning Joe Monday talking about Small Business Saturday and how American Express came up with the vision to start Small Business Saturday back in 2010? Amazing. We'll talk more about Small Business Saturday tomorrow morning also. But again, I appreciate you and thank you for tuning in. And then again, where are the Loyals, the Criss Angel Loyals? It was, that show last night was an amazing show. And then it was amazing. I mean, and then next week he has another amazing show where he's making elephants disappear. But the show last night was amazing. And then I had missed the broadcast where he levitated Shaquille O'Neal over his house a couple weeks ago. So I watched a repeat of that one tonight, also this morning. I love me some Chris Angel. Man, he's just super amazing.
You're glowing like these Christmas lights. You're the belle of the ball tonight. Our friends stopped in and we'll only leave when we tell them that they all have to. You wink from way across the room. I send a smile right back to you. Nothing is wrong, but conversations go long. I only want a minute with you. The mistletoe is looking so good tonight. Let's rendezvous and take a kiss, the time is right. No one will know, lead me at the mistletoe. The party in. Another couple just walked in. The night's been great, but I can hardly wait until it's only us again. The mistletoe is looking so good tonight. Let's rendezvous and take a kiss, the time is right. No one will know, meet me at the mistletoe. I need a moment or two with you just to make it until then.
Crowd will be singing, silent night.
Love that song. So beautiful. So if you're trying to get home or traveling, please be safe out there. Because, you know, it's been sleeting here in Jackson, Mississippi since Monday. It's supposed to have stopped last night, but when I saw the broadcast, it was doing something. Heavy winds and something was coming. The meteorologist had said that when the fleet stopped, it will be a little snow. So I hear that it snowed a little bit last night, but I guess it didn't stick. But it's definitely, it's been cold and windy, and if not sleet, it's been a cold little drizzle happening this morning. Now, how many of you signed up for Black Friday? I've loved Black Friday for many years now, blackfriday.com. If you haven't, male, female, child, or not, kid or not, if you're a shopper, you definitely need to sign up at blackfriday.com. Blackfriday.com are sharing ideas for Christmas gifts for husbands and dads and wives and moms. And some of the ideas for Christmas gifts for husbands and dads are, husbands or dads on your holiday gift list may be difficult to shop for, but with these gift ideas, he will be smiling from ear to ear, whether he's into sports, video games, outdoor activities, or any number of other hobbies. Your gifts will be sure to please. Outdoor gifts. If the dad or husband on your list enjoys nature or being outside in general, there are many different gift options to choose from. And if he loves grilling, I have a lot of friends who love to grill. I'm talking to a friend the other day who's a dad, and he loves to grill. And barbecue grill or smoker is a good idea. Grilling is a fun outdoor activity for a lot of men. Some men will prefer charcoal grilling, while others would prefer gas grilling. If you're not sure of his preference, there are combination grills which offer both options. If he has a grill, consider purchasing a smoker to go with it. The smoker will allow him to put wood chips in the box to cook the meat slowly for hours on end to give it the perfect smoke flavor. And then if he's really like outdoor camping type, camping gear. Even if he never leaves the yard, things to take camping are good to have for fun and emergency preparedness. Things such as a tent, camping stove, cooler, air mattress, flashlights, fishing gear, and tools are all necessary items to have on hand for outdoor expeditions. Tailgating gear. Even if he is not much for sporting events, the ability to get up and go to cookout with friends and family at the park is nice. Tailgating gear may be perfect for the game, but it's also helpful when you want to prepare a meal away from home and have nowhere to do it. Sports-related gifts, no matter what sports and athletes he loves, whether he plays or watches, you're sure to find something sports-related he would enjoy. Like at Avon, since I am a sports lover, and I love to let my fellow sports lovers, male and female and kids and all, know what's available with Avon. Like, we have athletes of fragrances from Derek Jeter to Chris Paul. Chris Paul has Unstoppable. Derek Jeter has his Driven fragrance line. Driven Rush. I love it, love it, love it. And then also now with Avon, we have NBA and NFL watches available that are good gift ideas for the sports lover in your life. Then there's the jerseys, T-shirts, and jackets. When all else fails, get him a jersey, T-shirt, or jacket that sports his favorite team logo on it. Or if you are not sure who his favorite player is and do not want to risk sounding obvious and asking, many stores have the ability to create a custom jersey with his name on it. See, these are good ideas. Autograph sports memorabilia. If the budget can't afford it and you know his favorite player, consider trying to purchase something with an autograph on it. There are many options from balls to jerseys and even playing cards. Shop online, and if you live in an area where a sports memorabilia shop is close by, visit them while he's away at work. When shopping online, make sure the items come with a certificate of authenticity from a trusted vendor. And then tickets to a live sporting event, whether it's NASCAR, college, or pro football, basketball, golf, or any other number of sports tickets to a live sporting event are a hit wish list item for a holiday gift. Manage to get good tickets, great. managed to get good tickets to an event with one of his favorite teams or his favorite rivalry. Even better, shop online at websites such as scorebig.com, goodseattickets.com, ticketliquidator.com, and even ebay.com. Video games, if the husband or dad, boyfriend on your list is a gamer, you can go beyond a new game or two and still feed his desire for a new toy. What gaming consoles does he have? Is there another one he wants? Does he need another controller? Wireless controllers are gaining in popularity these days. Does he like to play online with other people? Consider a membership to something like Xbox Live. Does he want to talk to other players while he games? Invest in a headset. Does he have a comfortable place to sit while he's playing? There are specialty gaming chairs designed for comfort so he can play for hours on end without backaches. Don't know what games he wants? Does he tire of games quickly? Buy a membership to Gamefly.com that lets him rent games for as long as he wants with no late fees. This is perfect for families with more than one console, as you can get games for any of the latest systems right on the release date. Did you all see the awesome story where Des Bryant, number 88, with the Cowboys, surprised fans the other week, last week, and bought them games waiting in line at Walmart? He bought like five fans the Xbox game. That was so amazing. Okay, hobbies. Does the husband, dad on your list have a hobby not related to sports, outdoors, or video games? While many men will enjoy one of those three things, some men might not fit that mold and require a bit more consideration beyond the gift. Think about the various things he does and enjoys and see how that relates to a potential list of gifts. For instance, if the man in your home enjoys cooking, why not invest in a new utensil or gadget? If he enjoys darts, consider a new dartboard or a set of darts. Find out what he loves to do, and you will find the perfect gift. Bacon. Why? Because what man doesn't love bacon? Does your dad love smoky, bacony, sausage-y goodness? If he does, check out the classic recreation that is the Bacon Explosion. Can't decide on what bacon product to buy him? Check out some of the great stuff at Bacon Salt. They have everything from seasoning, of course, to bacon-flavored soda, to envelopes with bacon-flavored glue. My attorney, well, he's retired, but he's still my attorney because he has clients that he still deal with, and he would be also appearing on Judge Judy next month in December. My attorney in Dallas, Jay Lucas, he loves bacon. I mean, most definitely. He loves bacon. No denying it. Those are ideas right there for the dads and men in your lives. And right when I blinked off, my screen disappeared. I need to get my screen back up before Belinda calls in. My screen just vanished, so I will continue talking while I'm getting my screen back up. So it shouldn't take long. If today is your birthday, wishing you and yours a very happy, 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 happy birthday. Last year, my mother's birthday was on Thanksgiving, November 11th, I mean 22nd. But you guys should love it, those that have birthdays close to the holidays. And I bet it's so much fun. Speaking of birthdays, Jay's birthday is like right before Christmas. Speaking of Chris Angel, his birthday is like right before Christmas. A lot of Christmas babies, month of December babies, Thanksgiving babies. You guys are just everywhere. Birthdays galore. And I wish you all a happy birthday and holiday season. But we have amazing Avon decor, items for the home, items for camping, fitness. You know, if the person that you're shopping for, your significant other, male or female, if they're into fitness, great fitness ideas. GNC has a lot of fun gift ideas. And they go by a lot of things that Dr. Oz says also. And then, let's see, I'm working on getting my screen up, also talking to you guys. Don't want to miss this important call that we have coming in from Belinda Bostic. Again, like last week, I mentioned massages are good gift ideas. I received some tablets. I made up that word, been tablets, massage from from my friends Joe and Anna in Northport Mall last week, a master massage. You can have a couples massage or are gifted to your the person you're dating, your significant other, your wife, your husband. And I had my screen up, and then it disappeared again. Okay, here we come. Because Belinda will be calling in. And you guys know she has a... She's calling in when she can for baby's resting. Let's see. Here it comes. Great. So have you your trees up and decorating? Many of us be doing that today, right? And over the weekend, some have already done it. I have a tree up. I'm still cleaning, and I guess I'll finish decorating the tree today and tomorrow, this evening and tomorrow. Okay, here the screen coming. Belinda should be calling in a few. It's not quite 6:30 yet, but it's getting there. So, okay, great. I'm back in. I need to head to the chat room in case some of you are in the chat room. Love and friends are in the chat room. And again, her website is Slumber Parties by Belinda Bostic. I loved it when the Jimmy Kimmel Show came on because the show was taped before the live broadcast of Dancing Stars, and he was like congratulating Amber. It was like, it was so funny. Who seen that? That was so funny.
Staring at each other down, Christmas, everybody.
We want to thank you for keeping us safe and warm. We want to thank you for protecting us from a storm of ignorance and hate. Take the time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I., this one's for you. Merry Christmas, G.I., for all the things you do. We're gonna take the time. Sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. Hope yours is sweet and warm.
Merry Christmas, G.I.
Merry Christmas, G.I.
Merry Christmas, G.I.
All the things you
Christmas.
Time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made.
Merry Christmas, G.I.
Christmas, G.I.s. And thank you.
Exactly. Thank you, G.I.s. Merry Christmas, G.I.s. all around the world. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to start crying. Oh, my God. I love that song. It's a beautiful song. Six String Woody. I love him, period. Anyway, just amazing artist. Gotta get him on the show real soon. Representing South Carolina, we have Belinda Bostic. Before we start, let me quickly tell you, those of you that don't already know, on the East Coast, I will travel to the East Coast at the end of December Prince will be at the Mohegan Sun Arena for three shows, December 27th, 28th, 29th. The tickets go on sale on December the 6th. Like Mohegan Sun Facebook page, and also Rolling Stone broke the story earlier this week. And also follow Prince and like his page, Third Eye Girl, to stay updated also, okay? So just wanted to let you, those purple peeps out there know what's going on with Prince performing here in the States. But Belinda Bostic is here to talk Black Friday deals and goodies, what's hot and popular with slumber parties. So be sure to log in if you haven't logged in to Slumber Parties by Belinda Bostic. .com. So let's say good morning and happy Thanksgiving to Belinda Bostic. Good morning, happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning, how are you?
Doing fine, still working on that cough, but I'm doing fine and blessed to be talking with you today.
Oh my goodness, it is early.
Yes, it is. Early, rise and shine. Because I know you're excited and love Thanksgiving, too, because I've seen the plans that you have today and tomorrow, and I'm glad you're sharing a few minutes with us to let us know what's going on with slumber parties.
Yeah, absolutely. No, this is one of my favorite times of year, so.
Is your birthday? It's birthday time,
too,
right?
My birthday is coming up. Yeah, my birthday is coming up in December 16th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll be 1 year older. We'll just say that.
Exactly.
1 year older.
So what's new and what's hot? What's going on? What's going on with Black Friday regarding slumber parties?
Well, Black Friday, I decided to do something a little bit different. Usually in the past, I would do it the same way the stores did it, you know, from midnight to this time is this special, and gosh, that was just a lot for me to keep up with. So there is just a blanket special all night long. So the more goodies that you get for yourself, the bigger the discount that you receive. So my discounts starting all night long go from anywhere from 25% to 50% all night long. So from 12:01 to 11:59, all day Black Friday. So it'll be easy. Now, the thing is, if people either need to find me on Facebook, on my Belinda Bostic Facebook page, or email me at slumberpartiesbybelinda@yahoo.com in order to get the actual Black Friday special. Because that's what I've done. I've just sent it out. And actually, the email is going to go out today. Oh, my. Thank goodness for scheduling things on Constant Contact. Otherwise, I would forget everything, and nobody would ever receive an email again.
So get in touch with Belinda on Facebook. Because she's my Facebook, one of my favorite. I call her one of my BFFs on Facebook. And also email her at summerpartiesbybelindabostic@yahoo.com, right?
Yes. Yeah, okay. And I will go ahead and put up a link somewhere, sometime, on my page or yours, but it'll be an email link.
Please,
and they can
share
just
on my page. You know, I love it when
sign
you
up
share
for
and
it.
Promote on my page. So share on my page because I like to share info from your page so you can promote forever on my page. And because I have a lot of people that inquire and want to know more, and I'm like, just contact her. And, you know, and a lot of my guy friends, some of my guy friends want their girls to get, you know, into slumber parties.
Oh, yeah, know? Absolutely. It's the one party that men will give somebody a blank check and say, have fun, sweetie.
Yeah, because a lot of my male friends, trying to figure out a way how to get their significant others into shopping at slumber parties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and the thing is, the guys can, you know, guys can purchase too. So if you're wanting to get your girlfriend or, you know, wife, whoever, into the idea of purchasing from slumber parties, buy her something for Christmas.
Exactly.
Buy her something for Christmas. Yeah. So I have a, we're not doing any kind of sets this year, but I can absolutely cater a package to you. So considering that there's a discount all night long, like I said, the more the merrier. Merry Christmas
wow.
to her and you.
Wow. Exactly. And that's what I've been talking about the past, last week and week before, shopping for those romantic gifts for significant others. So what are some of the top sellers that you recommend for like different types of shoppers shopping for
yeah.
romantic gifts? Like the long time
yeah.
happy married or the newly daters, you know, you just maybe start dating someone, but you want to give them something that you want to like represent, hey, let's keep this going. You know, what are some of the
right.
examples that people can shop for or look for?
Well, one of the best sellers, and it really is perfect for anybody, is called Basic Instinct, and it's pheromones in a bottle. It's a roll-on perfume. But it's, in essence, pheromones in essential oil form. The way that pheromones work is your body is already naturally producing them. It is your sexual attractant. But because of the society we live in, it's very clean. We do a lot of hand washing, deodorants, perfumes. You can mask your pheromones. And then the older we get, we stop producing them as much. So this particular pheromone cologne is called Basic Instinct. Like I said, it's a roll-on, but it can be used on anybody, men or women. So and
wow.
so many people give perfume and cologne and things like that for gifts. But mine, it's just a little bottle. But because it's a roll-on, you don't waste any of it. You know, if you spray something, you don't even realize you're spraying the wrong direction and you end up going through half a bottle of cologne. It's very potent, and a little goes a long way. So a roll-on can actually last some people up to a year versus,
wow.
you know, an entire bottle of perfume or cologne. I can go through mine in, like, 2 months, which is,
exactly.
you know, a big pain in the butt. So... Basic Instinct is probably one of my number one gifts. But then we'll just kind of go down the line. Now, keep in mind, everything in my, oh gosh, they changed the names on me of all the sections in the catalog, but it's, bath, body, and spa. That's what it is. So everything under that category can be gifted to anybody of any age. You know, teachers for your kids' teachers, your mailman, your UPS guy that comes to your office every day, your boss, your coworkers, your girlfriends, your, you know, mom, sister, aunt, anything in the bath, body, and spa section can be gifted. So the Hot Heart and the Cloud Nine is what I recommend for everybody. Anytime somebody needs a gift, I'm like, oh, do they have a Hot Heart? And it's a massage aid, so if you've never seen one of the Hot Hearts, they're just a portable, reusable massager, but you click a little disc inside of it, and it crystallizes, and it gets up to about 129 degrees. So it's like a hot stone massage in your house, and you can reuse it anytime you want. So
wow.
it's really nice for massage, and then the Cloud Nine is the massage oil that I personally put with it. There are other options. But I think Cloud Nine is the best option just because it's completely all natural and it works as a moisturizer. So if you've ever used massage oils or anything like that, you don't have to go and, you know, wash off your skin with soap and water in order to get the residue off. This actually absorbs into your skin. It makes it nice and soft. You don't have a greasy residue after that. So you sort of get a 2-for-1 product. You get a massage oil, but you get a really good moisturizer at the same time. So, plus we have 2 new scents, and they're both fantastic. My favorite is the Tropic Kiss. It smells like some kind of delicious drink that you would have on the beach.
Yummy. Yummy.
Yeah, so it's very, very, very nice. So, and a lot of people would wonder why slumber parties would carry something like a massage aid. But when you're trying to create an intimate relationship with somebody and kind of rekindle that, massage is a really good way to do that. So, couples who aren't touching each other aren't going to be able to communicate as often or as well. Touch is kind of the number one way to create that intimate atmosphere. So massage aids are actually really great gifts for anybody. And what, I mean, who doesn't like a really nice massage?
Exactly, because I even talked about it would be a good gift idea because last week I was at our local mall here in Jackson at the Northport Mall, and as I was walking by one of the massage businesses, they stopped me and offered, I chit-chatted a little bit, and then they saw the little tent, and they offered me a sample massage for about 6 minutes. And, oh, my God. I'm definitely going back, but I recommend that as a gift, and it will be great for couples. And then you can take it home, get your slumber party's massage products, and, you know, and really go full, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But that's
well, and the thing is, you know, you sat in there and you had that six-minute massage, but you felt completely relaxed after that. You walked out of there happy, you know, put a smile on your face. You were happy about it.
Exactly. So couples, just imagine, and, you know, some of us solo also, just imagine using the slumber party's product at home in your own privacy and massaging one another. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Hot Heart and Cloud Nine is a really, really good product. And like I said, pretty much everything in the bath, body, and spa section is phenomenal. We've got Body Dew, which is an after-bath oil. It does have pheromones in it. We have our new Pure and Restore, which is our skincare set. We've got a really nice sugar scrub that's enhanced with, shea butter. So as you rub it onto your skin, it dissolves and it releases moisturizer. So not only is it buffing away dead skin cells, but then it replenishes at the same time. So we have a lot of really great bath, body, and spa products. We've got a really nice slumber bath. It's called Slumber Bubbles. It's a bubble bath. And the Slumber Bubbles are actually kind of special. It takes like a half a capful to fill up your tub with bubbles.
Uh-huh.
And they reactivate with water. So if the bubbles start to dissipate, you just turn on the water and it reactivates.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, it's really nice, and it's a phenomenal bubble bath.
Oh, I love bubble baths. You know, being an Avon lady, too, you know, is but that sounds so awesome. Just water and the bubbles
we have pictures of our girls with their tubs looking like mushrooms with all of these crazy bubbles overflowing out of it, and they're like, I forgot the water was on, and, you know,
didn't realize that they only
had to use half a cap. Yeah, it's crazy.
I know many people buy that. I know that product cannot stay in inventory, because how many people probably surprise their husbands and their boyfriends and their lovers with sitting in the bathtub in the bubble bath, you know?
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly.
I need to get this. One thing about the product, because the product is so beneficial, too. That's what I'm loving. It's not just for the moment. It's beneficial to your skin also.
Oh, absolutely. Well, your skin is your largest erogenous zone, so people think it's silly that we, you know, carry certain products that are for skincare. But it's not. Your skin is your largest erogenous zone, so you don't have as much sensation if you haven't, you know, received a nice, good scrub down, we'll say. You know, if you have all of these dead skin cells on your skin, when your partner goes to, you know, rub their fingers up your arm, you don't get as much sensation. It's not as pleasant, and you're self-conscious. If you know that you have dry or flaky skin, you know, you don't feel as sexy. So your skin, I mean, people forget that that's your largest erogenous zone, but it is, and you need to be taking care of it. So that's really why we have a lot of those products. And then, of course, half of them can be used with your partner, like a really nice bubble bath or 3-in-1 massage candles. You can light those bad boys all around the room, and then you can use the wax as a massage oil and, you know, just a lot of products that you can really cater to your own style. You know, and I think that's what's great about slumber parties is, I really do understand there are a lot of women that are reserved, and they either want nothing to do with bedroom accessories, or they're too scared to try it, or what have you, but the product line that we carry can still entice every woman. You know, I've pretty much never met a single woman. She might not have purchased anything at a party because she came unprepared and didn't have money on her, but I talk to all of my clients as they're walking out, and I make sure that there was at least one thing that they're like, oh, no, I really liked this. So I probably haven't, I don't think I've met anybody in 3 years that has been like, nope, there's nothing in this product line that I would be interested in. So I think that's really something that stands out about summer parties, is that we really do literally have something for everybody. And
exactly.
It doesn't have to be of a sexual nature, which helps make people feel more comfortable sometimes. So.
Exactly, because you've talked about from virgins to the
mm-hmm.
experience. You know,
yes.
It's okay. You know that everyone's welcome to shop at slumber parties.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And then, you know, of course, I have women that have been married for however long, and their husbands, they think that they're just completely uninterested in anything, you know, in that realm of possibilities. And so, that's the beauty. They get to go home and take things like Body Do and Pure and Restore, and maybe some Basic Instinct and things like that, things that have pheromones in it, things that smell really good, and sort of get them talking about, so what did you do at this party? You know, and the whole thing is just coming to a party and purchasing one thing. They'll ask, well, what else did you get? You said you went to a sex party, right?
So yeah.
I think it just helps open up lines of communication, even just a little bit, even just to say, you know, okay, I'm not interested in this. It completely intimidates me. But what about this? You know, I think that's what's really good about the parties, is that it really does open a dialogue between couples and, you know, just people in general about how they feel about sexuality and sensuality. So I personally think they're beneficial for everybody, and I really do have something for everybody.
It definitely opens dialogue, too, and stores conversation, and people become more open about what they what they might be interested in.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I have women all the time that say, I would really like to try this, but I have no idea if he'll be interested. And so I just tell them, I say, well, go ahead and go home and look online with them. You know, if he's not, then call me back and get something for you. I think everybody's so afraid of offending or being offended, and it shouldn't be like that. If you're in a relationship, you should be able to talk openly, and it's not a matter of we have to do this. It's just, okay, this is something that somebody brought up. Is this something you're interested in? And if not, is there anything else that we haven't talked about before? So it's just, it's all about communication. I don't know how many times I've said that. that seems to be my mantra for you.
Yeah.
For you on this show. It's all about communication.
Exactly. Because there are a lot of freaks listening, but then there are some timid freaks out there, too. And then there are some people that don't want their significant other to think, their husband or their steady boyfriend to think, oh, my goodness, those kids. Freak. You know?
Oh my goodness.
But it's all about being
Said, I understand that it's a fine line, you know, and it does require trust, but that's what relationships are supposed to be based off of. So if you're not in a trusting relationship where you can at least ask somebody about that, then that in and of itself is something that needs to be addressed, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now we're talking to a happily married woman with two kids now. So for all of us, from single to not single, listen to her. So that's a good point.
I mean, and we've been through it all, you know. I mean, we've had so many ups and downs. But at the end of the day, all it really boils down to is, can we talk to each other? And we can. So we can pretty much get through anything and always make it work. So, but let me think. I'm trying to think of other really good gifts. So stocking stuffers, because that's what a lot of people do on Black Friday. They go out and they look for these awesome deals.
Exactly. So I'm one of those happy bag type people. So stocking stuffers and happy bags, you know. You can turn them
mm-hmm.
happy bags, naughty bags, you know.
Yes. Well, you know, and we have this whole – We have part of the catalog, and it's called Fun Fantasy and Games. Don't quote me on that. Anything I say regarding names of things, don't quote me right now. They just changed them, and I'm still wrapping my brain around that whole situation. But you know, there's a whole lot of really fun cute little things. Nothing that's too crazy. I mean, we do have a couple of games to play with your partner. One is called Choose Your Pleasure. And it's really simple and easy to play. You roll a dice and there's cards and you pick cards and it'll say something naughty to do with your partner, you know, and so you can sort of pick and choose what you would like to do. And again, that's just another way to open dialogue because, you know, obviously somebody can say, oh, I do not want you to do that. Who knows? I don't know. It might say something about lick my toe or something. I don't know what it says, but it's all about opening up the dialogue. So there's a couple of cute games, which is always, always popular with people. They're fun, they're easy, and it does. It just helps keep things going. You know, it puts a little bit of sparkle back into relationships. But we also have some cute things. We have something called Dirty Dice, and, you know, those are really easy to use. They're just the dice, but instead of numbers, one dice has body parts and one dice has actions. So you roll the dice, and one can say lips, and the other can say kiss, and so you have to do what the dice do. So
Wow. That's
a fun, you know, fun little way to add in some foreplay. But that's a really great stocking stuffer because it is small. It just comes in a cute little bag. But then, of course, we have our entire line. So we have a lot of really fun type things that are sort of upbeat, I guess, that just sort of put a little sparkle into relationship. Like everything I talked about before is relaxing and really connecting with your partner. And that's incredibly important. I'm all for that. But for anybody who already has that kind of relationship and they already do communicate and they know exactly what they want for each other and what they want from each other, you know, looking into other categories of my catalog would be really good for you guys. So I'm actually, my client appreciation party is coming up December 8th.
Exactly.
So
I don't
if anybody
know
is in the Houston area, oh, yes. Yeah, so if anybody is in the Houston area.
In the Houston area, listen. To the time and date and where?
Yes. Well, and again, I'll post a link. You're welcome to invite anybody in the Houston area on the Facebook event.
Okay.
But it's going to be December 8th, which is a Sunday afternoon. We're going to have it from 2 to 5. And basically, we're just going to have a ton of fun. I've got some new games that I want to play to see. I did a poll with my clients the other day. I don't know if you saw it on Facebook. But I did a poll. I asked my clients who would come to a party to take a few minutes to do a little survey just to see where we all stood, you know, because I don't typically play a lot of games at my parties. I'm a fairly funny individual, I feel. So I usually don't play games, but a lot of girls wish that I would. You know, it was kind of like a 50-50 thing. So I've been looking into new games to incorporate into parties because that's my whole thing. I want to please my clients. So we're going to have some new games. I'm going to have some light snacks, but we're going to have drawings. I'm going to be doing drawings for $50 gift certificates. The more women there, the more I pull, you know, mm-hmm. So I could end up pulling. I mean, it's an unlimited amount. I could pull as many as I want, but the more we have there, the better. So I will make sure that you have the link on Facebook so you can invite anybody that's in the Houston area because
listeners and business people that I network with in the Houston area. So definitely you guys show up to that customer appreciation party and just have a good time.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm going to have all of the new products that just recently came out in the catalog. So I'm going to have everything that's new, and we've got a lot of really cool stuff. We've got a lot of new toys, just some new scents of other products, but then we have some new products in general. So we have a lot of really great stuff to show off.
You have lingerie, right? Sleepwear?
Yes, and I carry lingerie.
Yeah, for the readers. So
my shipment that's coming in this week is supposed to have a very large bag of lingerie.
Oh my God.
Lingerie, I forgot to mention that Black Friday, I am going to be doing a lingerie sale on my Facebook.
Okay, cool.
So you do have to be connected with me on Facebook, and it's going to be easy breezy. It's not going to be an auction. Everything is going to be a purchase it now piece. But you can go on. I'm thinking, you know how I am with technology, Beth. It does not agree with me. It hates me. it never turns out the way I want it to.
Because I noticed you're an in-person person.
Oh, very much so. Thank goodness for this business needing to be in person, because if somebody wanted me to do something online constantly, it would just not go over well. I don't know what it is. The computer can crash on me, and my husband will walk up, and he'll barely touch anything. And it's up and running again, and he's like, honey, I don't understand what's wrong with you. I just have serious bad luck with electronics. But one of my very good friends who does 31 gifts, the really awesome bags, she has done a lot of online parties. So I was going to ask her if she might help me. But what I think I'm going to do is actually do a video of all the pieces that I'm going to have in the auction or in the sale. And that way people can see how they move and see the actual colors of them and kind of get a better description. Because I know it's hard to see if a piece would fit you or if you would really like it just looking at one still picture. So if I can get it going, then we'll have a video, and that'd be awesome. But if not, then I'm going to take several pictures.
Yeah, well, that sounds good.
As good as it gets with me. Yeah, so Black Friday, all day, I'll have a lingerie sale, and it's going to be easy breezy. You find the piece you want, you comment sold, and you call me to pay. Done.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it's gonna go, and they're going to be... What did I say? I think some of them are going to have starting prices of $25.
That's good.
So, yeah, you can't beat that. I walked into Victoria's Secret the other day, and I picked up a bra. It was plain Jane, and it's $50. Plain Jane. Now, don't get me wrong. Victoria's Secret bras tend to last longer, obviously. But still, plain Jane bra, my goodness. My boob should be bedazzled for $53.
Exactly. Cleavage and all. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. I heard the funniest thing the other day. Somebody was talking about how to explain certain things to your children. I guess when it comes to pubic hair, because you know most kids ask at some point. And
oh yeah, please share.
Something about I guess it was a parenting article, you know, and they said basically any response that you can muster up about that, we will respect, as long as it's not talking about how you vajazzle yourself. You know, there are some people who actually make things very sparkly down there.
Exactly.
Vajazzle apparently is a new word, and I had not heard that, vajazzle.
Yeah, daytime TV, nighttime TV, vajazzle. I love a JJ.
I know. I would love to give somebody, you know, the bedazzling gun. I would love to give somebody that as a gift, but cross it out and put vajazzle. Oh, man. Oh, you guys are welcome. That's a really good white elephant gift. Somebody please do that and contact me and tell me that you did it. I think that would be hilarious.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness. See, she's very open-minded, open with her language. But, yeah.
Oh, mercy. Oh, no. One year I gave somebody a white elephant gift, and it was a cucumber, a plastic bag, a rubber band, and a thing of Vaseline.
Uh-huh.
Think about it for just a second. Safe sex. Practice safe sex. It was a very large cucumber, by the way. So it was like a little homemade gift straight from me.
And you surprised me with that. Oh, my God.
I did. It was really funny. A guy ended up getting it for the white elephant, which made it even funnier. But
oh my God!
Throw out the disclaimer, slumber parties had absolutely nothing to do with that. No slumber party's name was put on there. I want anybody from corporate listening and be like, oh, Belinda.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
Oh, man. Yeah, we get a little
bit.
Man. We get a little
crazy. What about 50 Shades of Grey? You know, a lot of people are...
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
What about the 50 Shades of Grey product? I seen last week where there's the wine now. So I know you have products for those. I love wine, so I might need to try some of that 50 Shades of Grey wine. But
yes.
I know you have the kits, the 50 Shades of Grey kits and packages.
We do. Yeah, we actually have an entire section. It's not called 50 Shades. I think it's called Gray Meets Red. as a section in the catalog, but it's all things that pertain to 50 Shades of Grey from whichever aspect that you're interested in it. So
okay.
we have some women that read the book and they recognize more, you know, they're more like Anna. They're very shy. They're very submissive. They don't know, you know, they've never been into anything bondage related. And then, of course, you have Christian Grey, who is, hello, master. I'm going to tie you up and spank you now. So you have products that are designed to fit both styles. And they're not catered to men or women. So even if you have a female dominant, you know, she can still use all these products. But we
I
do have
my
two specific kits.
Now you're talking, because there's some freaks
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
But I just so saying, now you're talking. Okay, let me be quiet.
They're like, yay, 50 Shades. But, you know, we have a lot of really great products. We have we have a silk tie. We have some really nice handcuffs. We've got blindfolds. They came out with some new nipple clamps last year, which were really great. A lot of people have been asking us for that. So they're really cute. They're furry, but they're easy clamps. You know, you've seen some in stores that do not you can just tell as soon as they clamp on any part of you, it's going to be difficult to get them off. So these are not like that. We'll consider all of our stuff 50 Shades for beginners because we don't want to assume anybody has, you know, been there, done that. So all of our products are very easy to use, but we do have a couple of new spanking toys. We have something called the Ace of Spades Crop.
Okay.
And it's beautiful. It's leather with cute little studs all around it, but it's shaped in the space, in the shape of a spade. And so it's large, like the palm of your hand. Previously, all we had was a tickle and whip, and it was a, you know, feather duster on one side, quote, you know, so to speak, and then very light tendrils on the other. So it really wasn't, there wasn't a lot of power behind it. But this Ace of Spades crop, oh, my word, you pop your hand with that and you're thinking, oh, yes, I would like to be naughty today because it just has that much kickback to it. And it gets a really nice sound. So a lot of time, when you're in any kind of intimate situation, including a dominant-submissive relationship, other senses are being pulled into play, you know, your smell and if you can hear and the sound and stuff. So having a tool like that that sounds so very loud, but you can really cater it to the style you want to use it to, is incredibly helpful, and it's very erotic. So
we have that.
And then we have a new one also called Bling It On Flogger, and it's a faux leather flogger that has really cute jewels on it, you know, so it's nice and pretty for us. But again, same situation. Your skin is your largest erogenous zone, so it's not just about spanking either. You know, it's just about having the feel of something else on your skin. So if you've ever read a lot erotic literature, if you've ever seen an erotic movie or anything of that nature, you can tell they don't just use, you know, they don't use crops and floggers just for spanking. You know, there's a lot of just touching and having it on your skin. It's kind of an anticipation thing.
Yeah, that's a sensuality. That's what a sensuality is.
Yeah, so it's not, I really think people get confused as to what exactly they can be used for. And I'm very excited about the movies to see what they do with it. I know they're not going to be as good as the books, but my hope is that they sort of open up that other reality to women and men as well, because I know a lot of men are reserved about that. They don't want to feel as if they're hurting their partner. And I think that's a big confusion for a lot of people, because some people can only see it as one way, as if you're being dominated, you're being hurt. You're being told what to do. You know, it's not a giving, caring relationship. And that's just not the case. If you're in a, you know, a safe environment and, you know, you use a safe word or anything else of that nature.
Yeah.
If you're in a loving relationship, you should be able to play however you want and be able to say, I mean, it's the same thing if you were being intimate in any other situation. If you're in a position that hurts you, you're not going to keep doing it. You're going to be like, oh, okay, hold on, switch. I've got a crick in my back. It, you know, it just, But people don't realize that they can do the same thing when it comes to any kind of light bondage. So I'm actually personally very excited for the movies to see how much more it continues to open up the minds of people into different aspects that they can play around in the bedroom.
So it won't be so underground, being very, doing it. Yeah.
Well, and I think because, of course, they are trying to make the movie suitable to be in theaters. You know, it's not going to be a XXX film. It's going to be rated R, most likely. But since they are trying to do that, they are going to have more things that allude to things in the scenes. You know, you're not going to see probably as much hardcore as you would see in the book. But you're going to see a lot of things that women actually want, just the sensuality behind it. You know, you're going to see a lot of floggers gracing her skin. You're going to see a lot of, light spanks or this or that. I really think that you're going to see a whole different side to it and be like, oh, that's what they mean. Because I think a lot of people assume
people would see
that
what you were saying. They would see the sensuality and the art of lovemaking in that way opposed to thinking that's not right,
Right.
Thinking that way.
Right.
Because that is a way that two people involved can express themselves,
Exactly. And the thing is, it's a game, It's fun. It's to keep things entertaining and spicy. But I really think people who are opposed to it, a lot of the times it's because they have a misconception of what it really means. And they've probably either accidentally seen something, whether it was on a raunchy website or whatever, or heard of something, and they think it's
start thinking and analyzing your childhood and your upbringing and everything. Well, something must be wrong with him or her. They have that kind
crazy.
Of thing.
Yes, they start going crazy with it, and they start assuming that everybody's chained to a wall with a gag in their mouth, and they're crying, and they're whimpering, and they're cold and hungry, and, that's just not the case. I'm sure that there are some people who take it to that extreme, but that is not what I am. That is not what I'm talking about here. I don't want anybody chained to a wall and hungry.
So Linda is an intimacy advisor, so it's about upping your game, your intimacy game, your intimacy level. Yeah.
Yes, and I actually read.
And the people that they're talking about, they're probably in it just for sex. But what you're promoting is love and relationships, healthy relationships.
Yes. Yes, and I think a lot of people forget that, because I am fun at my parties, and I do have a ton of products, but when it really boils down to it and they come into shop, my first questions are, what do you need? What's going on with you? I don't want you to just take home the bestseller because it's the bestseller. I want you to take home what you want if you think it's going to help your relationship.
The level in your relationship, or if you're solo like me, what can make you feel sexier with yourself, and then allow you to be attractive? If I'm not looking, but hey, I want to be prepared when Cupid arrows strike. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So it's important for us to have our game on and to know what to do and how to carry ourselves and how to introduce certain ideas of romance to our significant other, to our husbands, boyfriends.
Absolutely. Well, and, the number one turn-on for men and women both is confidence. So, I have all these women that come in and they're not confident about their body. They don't want to purchase lingerie because, I don't have the body type for it. Yes, you do. Uh-huh. You just need to find the right piece. And then when it comes to talking about something else, just the timidness that I find
and
in women.
And
talk
build that confidence and that self-esteem.
Do what?
I said talking about it, what you had just mentioned, builds that confidence and self-esteem about body image.
Oh, you have no idea. I know that I've told you before, but I was very, very self-conscious after I had my first child. And then, of course, after I had my second, because I had just gained so much weight. And I've always been a physically fit person. I was an athlete growing up. And, I was just a cute little petite little thing walking around. And after I had kids, I was not quite so cute and not quite so petite. And so I
just
kind of
relate to you, but, my second marriage not working out, and it seemed like I just went downhill. gain weight and body image, and I've dropped a lot of weight just from this past summer.
I'm so proud of you.
And so you're right. We go through different experiences, if it's from children or from, like, just bad experiences, like a bad marriage or job problems,
right,
or anything. You know, we have to build ourselves back up and look at ourselves and take care of ourselves.
We do, but I think what people don't understand is that that's what their partner is there for, you know, and if you actually have somebody who truly loves and cares about you, that is what they're going to do. And it took me a very long time because, you know, I honestly thought my husband was just placating me, you know, just telling me, oh, honey, you're beautiful, just to get me to get out of my funk, you know, just get me to shut up about it. And I didn't talk about it very often, you know, and I got to the point where I didn't even want to look in the mirror. You know, it was very, very, very hard for me. And it took a conversation with somebody else. That's what always happens. Husbands and boyfriends and whoever get very upset because I don't know why you just didn't listen to me. Why'd you listen to somebody else? But sometimes you just have to hear it from outside perspective. Yes. Well, you know, he's like, I've been telling you for 5 years that I think you're beautiful. I said, well, that's very nice, sweetheart. Thank you. But we're married and you have to say that. You have to say that. You are stuck with me. But, you know, it took having a conversation with somebody else who had been through pretty much all of the world's tragedies wrapped up into one lifetime, and seeing this woman who absolutely loved herself, loved her body, loved her person, and, you know, you just get to a point where you think, I don't understand why I can't do that for me. You know, I still look like me. I just have a little bit of extra. And so I really do try to convey to my clients that they need to take one step out of their comfort zone. One step is really all it takes. Get that one piece of lingerie, even if it doesn't stay on very long, or, you know, try anything new. Because I really think that a lot of the times they find that they're incredibly surprised when their lover looks up and they think, oh my God, it's like back when we were dating. You know, because that's part of the problem. Of course they're not going to lather you in compliments. If nothing has changed, if you're still wearing your sweatpants, they're going to tell you, baby, I love you just the way you are. But that's not what we want to hear. But how do you expect them to say, wow, you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen, if you're wearing the same thing that you've been wearing for 7 years? You know, it's all about a mindset. And I'm not trying to tell women that they need to go out and buy crazy fancy clothes or do their hair and makeup constantly. You know, and I'm a huge supporter of being ridiculously comfortable in your own home. As I sit around
your favorite jogging pants, your favorite old T-shirt.
Exactly. But women get very offended and they think, well, he's just not doting on me like he used to. Well, you're probably not doing the same things that you used to. You guys have gotten into a routine, and I think that's one of my biggest accomplishments, I'm going to say, is that I now feel completely confident in telling women, you know, it's a two-way street. It's not just about them. It's not just how they're reacting. It's how you're acting.
Exactly.
You know, so
good point.
I'm a huge, huge fan of
lingerie. I was looking
lingerie.
At reactions and responses, but what about the actions taken?
Yeah. And I mean, again, it's not to say that anybody is doing anything wrong. I completely understand if you have a full-time job or if you're, you know, if you're waking up with children constantly. I mean, I was laughing because both my kids came and crawled into bed with me in the middle of the night. And I love it when my kids crawl into bed. They're cuddle buddies. They're adorable. I love them. That's the only time that I want them in my bed is in the middle of the night. They come and snuggle with me and life is good. But they were awake. They were not sleeping. They were awake. And they were kind of climbing in and out of bed and talking to each other. And finally I said, get out of my room. Get out of my room. Go to bed. But, you know, so if you're not getting full night's rest, I get it. You wake up, you're tired, you drink 3 cups of coffee just to get moving in the morning. I understand. You're not going to want to take as much time and effort as you might have when you first started dating in order to get yourself put together. But it's not just about doing it for them. It's about doing it for you. You know, my husband makes fun of me sometimes. He says, I don't understand why you get dressed and toss on even a little bit of makeup just to run to the grocery store. I tell him, he said, you know what, babe, I walked around in sweatpants with no makeup for years. I mean, I'm talking 4 or 5 years.
never got put together, and I felt awful about myself all the time, and I just couldn't fathom why. And then when I started realizing, okay, you're still beautiful, you're still you, make it work, I started getting dressed. I started doing my makeup again. I started doing my hair again, and I don't wear a ton of makeup. You know, I'm not this girl that looks like a completely different person when she has makeup on. I just like to accent things. So, you know, but once I did that, I personally felt better about myself, which then made my relationship with him easier and more productive, and it made me a better mom and a better friend, you know, because I would say, okay, you know what, yes, let's go out and meet at the park, or yes, let's go have a lunch date, or yes, let's go do something. I didn't even want to leave the